offense hasn't scored a touchdown in the first quarter yet this season.
Really?
Yeah. Damn. You only have 6 points in 8 quarters.
I know that.
You know, is there something you can put your finger on as far as the slow starts go? Is it just kind of an execution thing?
That's not good. I didn't know that. But I think it's come down to executing, you know, whatever the plays are, but to get down and focus more. You know, get the job done. We got the players. You know, good thing is a lot of guys are healthy. You know, we're going to get Ben. He'll be out there this week, so that'll be good for us. We just got to go out there and execute. Simple as that. Had a terrible loss on Thursday night. So how do you bounce back is the answer. You know, that's the question. So we'll see how we answer that.
How much did the short week and the fact that you had 33 touches against the Raiders play into what happened Thursday?
How many touches did I have that game? I'd like to have more. No, I just think how the game went. We got down, so we had to throw the ball. You know, and that was it. I think them guys over there, they played well. You know, they stopped the run when they needed to. Just give them credit. They always had a solid defensive line, you know. But I think everybody was sore, you know, from a short week. It's no excuses. I'm sure if I had my choice, I would love to play on a regular Sunday, get the right preparation, the right rest, recovery. 9 years in, you know, but hey, it is what it is. It's been like that for a while, so no excuses.
Before the game against the Jets, you guys hadn't trailed by more than 7 points in a game.
Yeah, that's true, right.
How surprising was it that they kind of took it to you guys?
Now, I was surprised. I really was. Just I always thought that they had a really good, you know, defense. You know, no matter what the stats say, because they're good. They really are. But they just physically just handed it to us. You know, every way you could think about it, they did. Simple as that.
How motivational is that to, as you said there, bounce back, how you respond from a game like that?
Yeah, well, it's a loss. It's a loss. The good things, we're still 5-3. You know, we got another opportunity this Sunday. We're going against a really good team for all-star quarterback and a solid team together. So it's a big challenge for us. It really is, but we've had big games before. We win this game, we're 6-3. Things are a lot different if that happens. So we just got to make sure we take care of business.
People expect Kelvin Benjamin to help the passing game, but how does he help the run game?
A lot. First of all, he's 6'5", 200 plus. So get him blocking will be good. First thing, when he came in the building, you know, big guy, I said, hey, man, happy to have you, but can you block? You know, he would laugh. And also, just from a passing standpoint, you got to watch him. You know, he's a guy that's a load to bring down. And it's going to be tough to cover him one-on-one. So if guys want to sell out for the running game and they'll leave that matchup, you know, I like our chances. You know, so that'll definitely be a big threat for us.
How aware are you guys as a team of where you stand stacked in the rest of the AFC playoff picture here at the midway point?
I didn't look at it. You know, it's too early to look at the playoff standings or where we'll be at. If the last game where we'll stand at for the playoffs, I'm sure we'll get in. But I haven't looked at it. It doesn't matter. You know, we got a couple more games so we can think about that. I'll just take care of business this Sunday. You know, you don't want to look forward. You know, right now, the task at hand is the Saints.
Why are you sure you'll get in?
I mean,
you mean the playoffs, right?
Right. If it ended today, we'll get in, right?
Oh, okay. I thought you meant
the playoffs. No. Like, if the season ends today, we would get in. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
What's your...
That'll blew up.
Guaranteed.
You're 4-0 at home. What has been the key to that success here?
Just, I think the environment, it gets crazy here. The Buffalo fans really help us out. They come out, they get it rocking. You know, they really do. And then I think we just, something about being at home. You don't want another team coming to your own home and disrespecting it. You know, where in the past we haven't had that same mentality. I think that's something that Sean really preaches, and we believe in it. So you got to protect your home field. That's major.
You've always been a guy who has watched other great players and, you know, appreciated what they've been able to do. Drew Brees, what is it about him that, you know, makes him a future Hall of Famer?
Drew's, man. Drew's.
Have you enjoyed watching him play.
Yeah, Drew's dope. He really is. I don't really watch a lot of offense while we're on the, when the defense is on the field. Certain players I've watched. I've watched him. I watched Peterson. I watched Le'Veon and AB, you know, and Drew Brees. I remember the first time seeing him in Philadelphia, he was throwing like bullets. Guys are covered and only his guys can catch it. I remember at the Pro Bowl, one of the Pro Bowls I went to, it's like a hangout, you know, guys hanging out, having fun. And we're at the pool and all the guys are, you know, having a little margaritas, having fun. And he's over there studying the plays. I was like, wow. Then we get into practice. He's like, hey, Shady, you got the – I was like, yeah, I got it. But just seeing, like, that type of preparation in, like, a Pro Bowl, that setting, that environment is just hanging out, just having fun. So it shows you that the competitive nature he really has and want to win and want to be a leader and a champion. So I'm a big fan of his, and, you know, I appreciate his work. And now we got to win, you know, but I appreciate his work.